Well, that was a game that
was exciting.
It was exciting. It was fun tonight.
I know. Who doesn't want to come to basketball games when they're exciting like that?
I know, right? Well, congratulations on the win, and you probably didn't know going into tonight that Ulysses is going to be without their top two scorers, and that didn't really matter because they could have some kids that still light it up from outside, and you guys weathered their storms, and then it was back and forth in that third quarter. You got the lead and never surrendered it in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, you know, when a team's got a couple players out, it leaves opportunities for other players to step up, and with their two guys that weren't playing, we kind of had an idea of what to expect. And then when they didn't get here, you know, we were kind of trying to figure it out on the go because they didn't run that offense against us the last time we played them. And I thought they were very, very active. I thought they moved the ball well. I thought they moved without the ball well. So, I give those guys a lot of credit because they played hard and they were hitting shots. And, you know, our defense could have been a little better. But at the same time, you know, they really challenged us tonight.
And they did good. Ulysses stepped in or kept feeding the paint to Devin Walker. And really a difference from last game to this game, he stayed in there because I think he was in kind of some foul trouble early on in that first game.
Yep.
Walker, and he was in there most of the night, so you guys tried to go at him. He finally got the fouls in the fourth quarter. But it was Jordan Horner started you guys off once again nice with 9 of the first 11, and then it was kind of balanced attack for the rest of the night. And then the fourth or second half, that was points at a premium.
Yeah, again, it was exciting to watch. So I've been told, you know, that's fun, you know, that's good. But it was, you know, I don't know that we played great defensively in that second half, but it seemed like if we gave them an inch, man, they were knocking it down. And luckily, we had some guys really step up. You know, I thought Marshall stepped up big to start the second half and knocked down some shots when we were behind and helped us take the lead a little bit. And Hunter made some great plays, you know, driving to the basket, you know, really shows, you know, his confidence and his, you know, his basketball knowledge, you know, reading the backside defense. But we had a lot of guys, you know, really step up. I thought early some of our post guys apparently thought they were Reggie Miller out there because we were shooting threes at – threes at a pretty high clip there with our post players. So not exactly what we want to do, but it's, you know, you got to understand, you know, what the game's giving you and where you're getting your shots from. And I thought when we settled in that second half and kind of took advantage of some of our guards posting up, you know, we were able to, you know, pull away and extend that lead a little bit. But, you know, again, you know, they played extremely well.
I mean, you could kind of consider their guards more like dual threat guards here because they can pop the three at any time and they're quick enough to drive to the basket, and to, you know, that can kind of wear on you at times, but I thought you guys held your ground. And a couple players that got all their points in the second half and especially the fourth quarter, Reed Brunswick had all 10 of his points in the second half. He hit some big free throws down the stretch. Hunter Yeager hit some big free throws down the stretch, and he started you guys off in the fourth quarter with the scoring with 4 points in a row.
Yeah, those guys were big in the second half, but, I mean, we scored quite a bit in the second half. But we had a lot of guys step up, and we have. We've had several guys step up on different nights, and, you know, sometimes you play a little bit more, sometimes you play a little less, just depending on how the game's going. And I thought our guys took advantage of the time they had on there. You know, the first half really killed us, the defensive rebounding. You know, we just giving up, you know, second, third chance opportunities forever, it seemed like. So we did a better job in the second half. Still had a couple possessions get away from us, and but I thought when we settled in and we executed our offense, we found what we were looking for and we were able to pull out the win.
Well, you guys close out this homestand, the six-game homestand, 4 wins, 4-2 in the homestand. I think you got to be pretty happy about that. You protect that number 4 seed in the sub-state, and you're above 500 now. You know what? It's the small victories
yeah,
in the season.
No, you got to take those. Yeah, I like your style, Adam. So
yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was a big win. It allowed us to go 4-2, and yes, I'll definitely take it, considering we lost the first two. You know, get on that roll right there and close it out. For our players, it's great to see because they work extremely hard. And obviously, when you lose games and you're not having a terrific season as far as record goes, it can be tough. It can wear on you. You know, luckily they've got a good, you know, guys, a group around them that'll support them. You know, and they continue to work hard. You know, and so you can't fault their effort, their heart. You know, it's tremendous. You couldn't ask for a better group as far as, you know, guys who have had to battle some adversity and continue just to show up and go through the grind.
Good to go on the road and have to dust off the road uniforms. I think it's what been since a month ago. You guys have had to wear the road blues, but you go to Holcomb on Tuesday night, and they're playing Goodland tonight. And Holcomb, you know what they're all about here. And that was a tough one first time around. I think you guys have a lot to prove Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge challenge. You know, right now they're kind of, you know, dominating our league and, you know, just kind of cruising through it. But they're extremely talented. They execute offensively and defensively as well as anybody does around here. And so it'll be challenging. But what we have to do is go in and we've got to, regardless of, you know, what's going on, we've got to execute our offense, and we're going to have to be extremely active on the defensive side and especially the defensive glass.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here postgame. Beavers hit a season high 69 points, eclipsing the season high of 68 at Ulysses here.
Great stat. Right,
congratulations, Coach, on the win. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Thanks, Adam.